stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment, for this is a time of mystery, a time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is The Haunting Hour.
Lemonade and laughter, that's the carnival to most people. But beneath the hoopla and ballyhoo, sometimes there lies a sinister strain, a force as elemental as the strength and cunning animal trainers pit against the jungle beast they subject to their will. Catmen, as the trainers of lions and tigers are called, follow the code of the jungle. When they match their skill against fang and claw in the cages or against human enemies outside them, they neither ask nor give quarter. That is their creed, the law by which they live and sometimes die. Here is a cage. In it a huge tiger is pacing back and forth. There is deadly, killing power in the supple ripple of its muscles under the tawny skin with its black stripes. Killing power in the sheathed claws, in the wickedly gleaming teeth. Before the cage stands a man. His eyes are dull. His body is hunched. He is Brit, a cat man, but on his cheeks are livid marks of deep scratches. On his shoulder crouches an ordinary alley cat.
There he is, Imp. That's Satan, the tiger that put me in the hospital. Remember the hospital, Imp? Mom came halfway across the country to see me. Gee, I remember when she came into the room. She looked at me like she used to when I was a kid, and she said, "My little boy's been hurt." Now, she wasn't worried because I couldn't take care of her and send her money for food and rent. No, she was worried because the little boy was hurt. When I got better, she gave me you. "A cat man ought to have a cat," she said. Yeah, then I made her go back home. I returned to the show. So here I am, a handyman. I clean out the cages and sweep up. Me, Brit, who used to tame the wildest cats. But it's a good thing Mom gave me you. I can talk to you. Nobody else around here listens to me anymore. They think I'm nuts.
Hey, you, Brit.
Oh, there's Hank. Mustn't let him know that I'm not as tough as any cat man.
Yeah? What do you want?
I've been looking for you.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Now, look, Brit, get this straight. I ain't satisfied with your work. As long as I'm head trainer around here, these cages are going to be kept clean, you understand?
I'm doing the best I can, Hank.
If you can't do better, I'll get somebody who can. Trouble with you is you got no guts.
I had enough guts to be the best cat man in the business once. You ought to know that. You were my assistant.
Yeah, but I'm the head man now. Understand?
Yeah, sure.
I'd have got there even if Satan hadn't have clawed you. Understand?
Look, Hank, I'm not looking for an argument.
You're not looking for an argument. That's a hot one. You're just a flunky around here. Don't forget that. When I tell you I want those cages cleaned out better, I mean it. People pay good money to see me work Satan, and I want everything just right. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, and get to work. I want everything just right.
Hey, Hank, just a minute, will you?
Yeah? What is it?
How's Marla?
It's none of your business. She's my gal now.
Did you hear him, Imp? Did you hear him? I got a sweet cleaner, he says. People pay good money to see him work Satan, he says. He says that to me, that used to be the best cat man in the business. Now I'm pushing a broom. Yeah. I know you love me, Imp. Even though I'm just a has-been. I used to be the big attraction of this show. Now it's Hank. I used to work Satan. Now it's Hank. Marla used to be my gal. Now she's Hank's. My bad luck was certainly good luck for him, wasn't it, Imp? Oh, well. Might as well sweep out good under Satan's cage. Like Hank wants me to do. Ouch. Scratch myself, Imp. Scratch myself on those little shreds of copper wire sticking out at the bottom of Satan's cage. Say, what are these wires doing here anyway? There are two little holes drilled here in the floor. There must have been electric wires in them. Here are scraps of insulation on the wood. Now, why would anybody put electric wires through the floor of Satan's cage?
I tell you, Marla, there's nothing to worry about.
But I tell you, I don't like Britt hanging around the show. He might figure things out.
He'll never find out, baby. You and I are the only ones who know. It's a cinch I'm not going to say anything about it. And you aren't either. Are you, Marla?
Hank!
Well, are you?
Hank, you're hurting my arm.
Answer me. You're not going to go soft and blab, are you?
How can I? Even if I wanted to, I was in it from the beginning, wasn't I?
Yeah. Better.
Still,
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
Even if Britt should find out, what can he do about it?
Well, he might kill you.
Don't make me laugh. He's all bunged up. He's hardly got enough strength to push that broom around. It's all he's fit for now, that and talking out loud to his alley cat.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
He might use a gun. He's strong enough to pull a trigger, you know.
What are you trying to do, scare me?
No, but...
I told you 100 times there's nothing to worry about. He ain't even got enough spirit left to use a gun. Yeah, you should have heard the way I bawled him out this morning. He took it like a broken down bum.
You wouldn't have talked to him like that before when he was the number one cat man of the show.
Hey. You ain't still stuck on him, are you?
Me? Stuck on Britt? Hank, would I have done what I did if I was?
Why did you do it? Why did you help me plan this job?
You know why. I was engaged to Britt. And then I fell for you. You know he wouldn't give me up unless something happened to him.
So we saw to it that something happened, okay. So what are you beefing about?
I still say he might find out.
I still say he won't, and even if he does, what can he do about it?
He might go to the cops.
He couldn't prove anything. It'd be his word against ours. Who believe a guy like him? Guy that's half nuts.
Yes, sir, Imp. There were electric wires stuck into the floor of Satan's cage. And they're right where the iron grid in front of the inner cage is. Yes, sir. The grid Satan has to step on when he makes his entrance into the big cage for the beginning of the act. Electric wires and an iron grid. That could add up to something, couldn't it, Imp? By Godfrey, it does. Now I see it. The iron grid was charged with electricity. Satan stepped on the grid and got a shock. It was planned. Now, who would have wanted me to get hurt? Who do you think, Imp?
Meow.
You're right. It was Hank. Remember I said my bad luck was certainly his good luck? He put those wires there. He made Satan go amok. He did it. And he got my job and my gal. Why can't I do the same thing to him, huh? Why?
Meow.
Quiet, Imp. The night watchman mustn't see us.
Meow.
Here's an AC outlet, Imp. Now we just screw this socket in and take these wires to Satan's cage. And connect these wires to the iron bars of Satan's cage. There. That's got it. Now we go back to the socket and we wait. Current has been pulled down so it won't hurt Satan. It'll just scare him when he rubs against the bars of the cage. Now, we turn the juice on.
Tonight, Imp, we try something a little different. Tonight, we try two wires tied to a stick and attached to a storage battery. It's called a hot shot, see? Here we are at Satan's cage. So you're nervous, huh, Satan? That's good, Satan, that's good. You don't like my electric treatment, huh? Why, you big sissy, it doesn't hurt you. It only shocks you. But you don't like it, huh? Well, see how you like this. Look at him, Imp. Look at Satan. He's more nervous than ever. He knows what we did to him the day before yesterday. He's afraid of us. Look at him cringing. He's sulking to the back of the cage. Well, this time, Satan, I've got a little surprise for you. This time you won't be shocked by electricity. You see this little black stick? You don't know there isn't any current in it, do you? You think it'll burn you like the other sticks I've shoved through these bars, huh? Okay. Now let's see what just a plain little wooden stick will do. Satan, here it comes at you. We've got him where we want him, Imp. And it took less than a week to do. I can make Satan go berserk any time I want to. All I've got to do is point this little black stick at him. No law against holding a little black stick in my hand when Hank does his act, is there? Is there, Imp? Now we're ready to pay off a debt.
A tiger trainer named Britt was badly mauled by Satan, the tiger, in his act. While in the hospital, he acquired an ordinary alley cat, which he called Imp, and to whom he talks as though it were a human being. When Britt left the hospital, he found that Hank, his former assistant, was now head trainer and engaged to Marla, who had always been Britt's girl. So, Britt, the cat man, was forced to become a carnival handyman. Then he found evidence that Hank had tricked Satan into attacking him by attaching electric wires to an iron grid in Satan's show cage, so that when Satan stepped on it, the shock drove him berserk. Secretly, at night, Britt has experimented with Satan, using long sticks charged with electricity until he is able to drive the tiger into a killing fury just by pointing a little black stick at him. Now, Britt is ready to deal with Hank.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! The big show is about to begin. See the show everybody enjoys. It's the talk of the Midway. See the most ferocious jungle animals ever captured by man. See them perform astounding tricks. Come this way for the big show. See Satan, the most ferocious man-eating tiger in captivity. See leopards and panthers and lions.
Yes, sir, Imp. The big show is about to begin. It's about to begin the last performance of Hank as a catman. Now is the time to pay him back for what he did to me. Now, while Satan is nervous and mean, all I have to do is point this little stick at him, and he goes nuts. Oh, what a surprise Hank is going to get. You know what I mean, Imp? You and I are the only ones who know. Maybe we ought to let somebody else in on the secret. Maybe we ought to let Marla know about it and watch her eat her heart out because there's nothing she can do to stop me. No, no, that wouldn't do. She might be able to warn Hank. No, I've got a better idea. Let's go find Marla. I've got an idea that maybe she might know all about this.
Hank, you got to listen to me. I'm telling you...
You're always telling me something. If it ain't one thing, it's another, and I'm getting sick of it, Marla. Fed up, you understand?
But, Hank...
Shut up! If the slap you to make you understand I don't want any more talk out of you?
No.
All right, then keep quiet.
But it's important.
What's important?
What I was going to tell you.
All right, spill it. What is it this time?
Hank, I don't like the way Satan's been acting lately.
Hey, look, Marla, why don't you take care of your business? Let me take care of mine.
But that cat's dangerous.
Ah, nuts.
Britt used to be able to tell about those things. He could sense when a cat was in an ugly mood.
Yeah, well, if he's so smart, why did you leave him?
You know why. Because I fell for you, Hank.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But I tell you, he could feel when a cat was ready to act up.
You're trying to say that he was a better cat man than me?
No.
If he was so darn smart, if he could tell when a cat was ready to run amok, why didn't he know it before Satan clawed him up?
You know the answer to that. You know there was nothing wrong with Satan. It was what you and I did that made him go berserk all of a sudden. You know that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right. And I tell you, Satan's been acting funny the last few days.
You noticed it too, huh, baby?
Sure. He acts kind of nervous and edgy.
Yeah, he's been pretty hard at work in the act, but what are you expecting to do about it?
Stop working with him for a few days, Hank.
Look, baby, you know as well as I do, if I let that cat worry me, he'll know it. Animals are smart that way, they can tell.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if he ever gets the idea I'm just a little bit afraid of him, he'll take advantage of it and really get dangerous. Now, if I stop working him a few days, he'll get even tougher than he is now.
Then what are you going to do?
Going to do my act same as always. It's almost time for me to begin. Come with me?
Not this time, Hank. I think I'll take a little walk. Maybe the exercise will do me some good.
Hello, Marla.
Oh, what do you want?
Just a little talk with you. We haven't had a talk since you walked out on me.
Look, I can't talk to you. Hank won't like it.
Hank isn't here.
Yes, but he...
No, Hank isn't here. He's in the cage with Satan.
Has anything happened?
Happened? What can happen to a wonderful cat man like Hank, huh?
Well, I don't know. Satan's been kind of nervous lately.
Oh, so you've spotted that too, huh? Well, Imp, what do you know about that, huh?
Britt, what's the matter with Satan?
How should I know? I'm not a cat man anymore. I'm just a broken-down flunky.
Britt, you know something you're not telling me.
And don't you know something you aren't telling me, Marla?
What do you mean?
Suppose you tell me.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? Come with me, Marla.
Well, where are we going?
To Satan's cage.
Well, I'm not going with you. I'm going back to Hank. He's probably resting now.
He may be taking a long rest soon.
Cut it out, Britt. Quit trying to get on my nerves. Say what you've got to say and get it over with.
Don't brush me, Marla. I'll speak when I'm ready. Well, here's Satan's cage. Look at him, Marla. He's quite a tiger.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed things about cats? Take Imp here, for instance. He's a little fella, but he has claws. They're sharp, too. Look, when I unsheathe them...
Oh! Ouch, you made him scratch me.
Yeah, they draw blood, don't they?
What's a big idea?
Now take Satan there. His claws are just as sharp and hooked, only they're longer, much longer. When he sinks them into a person's flesh, he doesn't just scratch the skin. He digs right down to the bone.
All right, so what?
So he can cripple or kill a man in the cage with him. I know.
Oh, Britt, I'm sorry he got you.
That's very considerate of you, Marla. You'd be sorry if he got Hank, too, wouldn't you?
Britt, please.
Because I can make him do it. Just watch what happens when I point this little black stick at him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
I can make him do that any time I want to. Want to see me do it again?
No, please.
I can make him go berserk like that when Hank's in the cage with him.
Britt, what do you want from me?
From you, Marla? I want a written confession.
A confession?
Yeah, you see? I know all about the electric wires that connected with the iron grid in Satan's cage.
Electric wires? I don't know what you're talking about, Britt.
Don't you? That's too bad. Because some one of these days when Hank's doing his act with Satan, I'm liable to poke my little black stick into the cage.
No, you mustn't do it.
You know what'll happen to Hank then, don't you?
Brett, you mustn't.
How about that confession?
I didn't have anything to do with it. You gotta believe me, Brett.
I believed in you once, Marla. And what did it get me? No, I don't believe you. Because I know Hank's too dumb to have figured out that electricity trick by himself.
All right, Brett. You win. I'll write the confession. Hank.
Hiya, Marla. How knows the war.
Hank, listen to me. I got to tell you something.
Save it. Save it. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a woman who's always shooting off her mouth. You know that, don't
you? Yeah, I know.
And just remember one thing, baby. Keep your mouth shut because you're in it just as deep as I am. You understand?
I understand.
Okay, then keep your big trap shut and don't go threatening a blab if I decide to take a run-out powder on you.
I won't.
All right, that's better.
But you'll never run out on me because he knows all about it.
What are you talking about? Who knows all about what?
Britt. He knows about what we did to him.
Who told him?
He figured it out for himself, I guess.
I told you before, that doesn't mean anything. He can't prove a thing.
Yes, he can. I wrote a confession.
You wrote... Where is it? Give it to me.
I haven't got it.
Tell me where it is or so help
Britt
me.
I've got it.
Why, you two-timing little...
Please, Hank. Please don't hit me again. I wrote that confession to save your life. Britt showed me how he can make Satan go berserk any time just by pointing a little black stick at him.
What?
Yeah. All he's got to do is poke a little wooden stick through the bars and Cat goes wild. Britt threatened to do it sometime when you're working your act. If I didn't write that confession.
I tried to kill Britt once before, but Satan didn't do a good job. Next time I'm not taking any chances. Next time I'm going to do it myself.
Hi, Hank.
Yeah?
The boss sent me to get you.
What for?
You're late for your act.
Oh, yeah. My act.
Hey, what's the matter? You look upset about something.
It's nothing. Something I got to do. Take care of it after my act. Hey, do me a little favor, will you?
Well, sure, Hank. What is it?
Keep that Brit away from Satan's cage while I'm doing my act, will you?
Okay, Hank. It's in the bag.
Wild animal performances of the century, presenting the daring king of the catmen, Hank Chandler, and the ferocious tiger, Satan.
Why, he must be awfully brave.
That sure is a big tiger.
The trainer is in a cage now.
Well, he looks mean, doesn't he? I wouldn't want to be in there. They're shooting at the tiger. Why doesn't he let go of the man?
They use only blank cartridges.
Look, another man's getting into the cage.
He's only got a little stick in his hand. The tiger's backing away. He saved him. He saved the trainer.
Yes, Imp. I saved Hank's life. I'm nervous about something when he went into the cage. Satan sensed it and he went on a rampage. Well, Hank's pretty badly mauled. But he'll live to go to jail. And that's where Marla's going, too. I've given the confession to the cops. Hank and Marla belong behind bars. Yeah, and I belong behind bars, too. The bars of Satan's cage. You know, the boss gave me back my old job. I'm a catman again, Imp. I'm a catman again.
From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.